Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and her Democratic challenger Fred Hubble are traveling the state in competing bus tours as the November 6th election draws near. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell spent a day with each of the candidates as their 11th-hour campaign swings got underway. Today, the first of her two reports, this one with Hubble's Get Iowa Growing tour.
On the West Terrace at the state capitol, a crowd is gathering to send off the Democratic nominee. A Hubble staffer is corralling a potential volunteer to work for the campaign in the few days that are left.
Okay, so what do you think? The weekend before
probably
the
Sunday the 4th.
Nice. What time do you think is best for you?
Noon,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. And then the last thing I need is your cell.
One of the first to arrive at the rally is Dylan Gramwich with the Laborers International Union.
Yeah.
They're working hard for Hubble after recent GOP initiatives they say harmed the unions.
Oh, I mean, ever since the primary got over, we've been doing door knocking, getting our members involved. We have about 3,500 members across the state, and it's a very important election. It's been pretty hard the last couple years, so we're hoping that we can get that turned around.
And soon, a crowd of several hundred are in place to welcome Fred Hubble and his running mate, Rita Hart.
Well, I can't say how exciting it is to have so many people turn out on such a sun-filled day. It's terrific. And we're excited, as Rita said, to get on this bus and start traveling all around their state for the next 2 weeks. Tom Vilsack often says this is the most important election in the last 50 years. And he had two elections during that time frame.
Also at the podium were a mother of a disabled child fighting for Medicaid services, a longtime mental health advocate, and a college student struggling to pay tuition, a sort of preview of the issues Hubble is pounding home in the final stretch. On board the bus, the first-time candidate said he's surprised by how much he's enjoying campaigning.
I never thought I would like being a candidate, which is one of the reasons I never did it before. I've been asked to run for governor many times, but never did it. But being a candidate actually has been very enjoyable. The most surprising thing to me has been just traveling the state and wanting to meet with people, and they want to meet with you. They really do. They're interested. It's been very helpful to our campaign, helpful to me.
Soon the bus arrives in Ames, in the campus of Iowa State, where early voting is underway.
So we have clipboards over here.
That's campus Democrats President Taylor Blair.
And we're going to spread out over this campus and push people to the polls. We have like 2 hours left in this voting period today. I think we can get a couple hundred voters if we try our hardest, right? So let's do it.
A small crowd gathers at what's called the Free Speech Zone on campus near the library. Hubble promises more spending on schools.
So that's the number one priority. It's all about you all. We're going to stop wasteful corporate giveaways. It's going out the door every year, over $100 million. And instead, we're going to put a lot of that money into education. So the regions are going to get some, the community colleges are going to get some, and our K-12 schools.
The two candidates' competing bus tours have similar names. Hubble's is Get Iowa Growing. Reynolds is Keep Iowa Moving. But the campaign styles are different. Under the governor's schedule, it's rally after rally. Hubble's includes listening sessions on the issues. At the Cedar Rapids Library, about 20 people, some accompanied by disabled adult children in wheelchairs, gather to tell Hubble about difficulties getting services under privatized Medicaid. One woman could not get batteries for her grown son's wheelchair. Another said managed care was cutting back on essential supplies like diapers. Hubble has said if he's elected, even if the legislature remains under Republican control, he will turn back the privatization of Medicaid, which won't require legislative action.
We understand your challenges. We've heard about these challenges, which is one of the reasons we're saying we've got to stop this Medicaid privatization.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Because you're all the ones that are getting hurt the most.
Yep. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Delaine Peterson of Cedar Rapids cares at home for a 45-year-old severely disabled daughter. Formerly an independent voter, she registered as a Democrat to vote for Hubble in the primary.
He's thoughtful. He isn't knee-jerk. He has experience. He knows how to manage, as evidenced by him listening to constituents today without a lot of fanfare.
Peterson faults Governor Reynolds for not reconsidering Medicaid privatization after Governor Branstad approved it. At an earlier listening session in Nevada, Hubble heard from law enforcement and mental health professionals about efforts to keep the mentally ill out of the county jail. Lieutenant Governor candidate Rita Hart urged panelists to gather data on just how much they've saved the county. Former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sally Peterson was at the tour kickoff rally in Des Moines. She thinks including listening sessions is a good strategy for the final days of the campaign.
And I think it's the approach that works because people see that he's serious about the issues, that he has answers, and that is really his, I think that'll be the same style that he will govern.
The long day ended with a meet and greet in DeWitt in eastern Iowa. Back on the bus, Hubble said not being a politician has been an asset.
In today's world, politicians are too often told what to do by their party or feel they have to follow the directions of their party, who's ever in D.C. And I think now it's really important that Iowa has a governor and pushes back on these tariffs and pushes back on this divisiveness that I think the parties tend to exacerbate.
You know, the budget is such a big part of things at the Capitol. You would be in a position to negotiate with this Republican legislature to get a budget passed. What kinds of those kinds of negotiating skills would you bring to the table?
Well, I'm not afraid of numbers. I'm not afraid to spend time understanding how budgets work. And I know no governor is going to get 100% of what he or she wants.
Hubble vowed to use the days on the road to try to convince voters how important this election is. He apparently made a good case in Cedar Rapids. Delaine Peterson said the young woman who helps care for her disabled daughter left the listening session to go get registered to vote. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.